Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, bootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
There's so many good stories to talk about. Let's start with the NFL though. The Trump dance is taking off. By the way, I need. Can you give us a little Trump shimmy in your chair right now?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I got to do the golf swing. You got to do the golf swing first, and then the.
There it is.
Look at that.
By the way, the NFL.
Yep.
I got my crumb bum shirt. Yep. We got the crumb bums in Bucks County. That hag up there in Bucks County who now says she was misquoted. She was misunderstood when she said, I'm not going to obey any court orders.
Yeah.
So, by the way, has Bob Casey actually conceded yet, or is that still going on?
No, but the Sixers have conceded on the season, though.
Well, of course.
By the way, take them tonight.
Throw the damn towel.
Take the Sixers tonight, -2.5, or take the money line. I'm telling you, they're gonna beat the Memphis Grizzlies.
A 2-win Sixer team, Tony, favored on the road against the 8-7 Grizzlies.
I got to agree here. I got to agree with my good friend there, the man who understands the FanDuel, the money lines, how it works, how it moves. He's the man who knew that Trump, when we were looking at the gambling odds, was the guy that was going to win. He didn't listen to that woman in Iowa who blew the whole thing up a week before the election. You got to look for the good. You got to look for people with the inside juice. And we have the inside juice here with the great Mr. Stocker.
And apparently the Trump dance has all the juice, Tony. You know, it's wild because you and I both are sports guys that now talk about other things besides sports. And we recall 8 years ago when ESPN lost their minds. Remember Jemele Hill and Michael Smith? They hosted the 6 o'clock Sports Center. They drove it into the gutter with ratings because they wanted to lecture us on politics and social justice issues. 8 years later, now the NFL is saying, you know what? We have no issue with that Trump dance. Knock yourself out.
Exactly. And they can't. Not because let's be honest, people watching it, and it's like 3 seconds. It's not like, you know, the NFL, I go back to the history. Remember back in the day, the Washington Redskins, and they would celebrate. They called them the Fun Bunch.
Yep.
Remember, guys would run into the end zone and celebrate. And it was like a couple of seconds, but they would run down there. And then the NFL banned that. Too much fun, right? And then T.O. did the thing where he lifted up the goalpost cushion, and he would have his phone under there on Monday Night Football. So then guys took it to the extreme. So then the NFL said, no more props, none of that stuff. And then, of course, then the kneeling came down, the Kaepernick era, where people were saying, well, he has a right to do that, and he doesn't have a right to do that. Then the guy never got a job again. But the bottom line is this. They have now allowed it. We brought fun back. Remember, a couple years ago, during the pandemic, they put those cameras in the end zone so that when there'd be an interception or an interception return for a touchdown, they would allow the entire defense to run to the end zone and then pose for a couple seconds. And everybody thought that was cool. You know, there was no big deal. So if you're going to allow that, and you're going to allow guys to do the dances, and then in the end zone, they'd play the bowling ball, a bunch of guys line up, and one guy throws a fictitious bowling ball, and everybody falls over, that's fun. Mm-hmm. People don't have a problem with that. You know, it's not like when somebody gets a first down and they get up and, you know, do the emphatic first down thing. I mean, that's as long as you're not putting it in the other team's face and you're not showing bad sportsmanship. So the Trump dance takes like 3 seconds. Mm-hmm. And even like soccer players all over the world are doing.
Yeah.
The U.S. men's soccer team, their captain the other night scored a goal for the U.S. and he did it. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand how and the fact that CBS, when the kid Brock Bowers, the tight end for the Raiders, when he scored a touchdown and did it in the end zone, the Raiders told him after the game not to talk about it. Media were asking him about doing the dance. And then the Raiders, who used to be the team that was the renegades, the guys that were badasses, they told it. The PR person says, don't talk about that. And then they cut it out of the highlight package. Uh-huh. They cut out a guy doing a 5-second stupid little dance.
Yep.
You know, I mean, that's what's in. So the NFL knew that there's no way they can ban this and expect fans to continue to buy the BS that they pump out when it comes to officiating calls and all the other stuff that people complain about in sports. So they knew they couldn't ban this. And by the way, this thing's not going to happen all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, there's all kinds of little dances that fans, that players do.
Right.
So this is something, it's a fad right now. I think it's funny. The fact that people are angry about this just shows you where we are as a country right now. It's just ridiculous.
You're right. And also, speaking of the media meltdowns, the big news yesterday, the Wall Street Journal reporting that Comcast is, in fact, going to sell off MSNBC as well as a bunch of other channels and properties that they own. And we, you know, we talked about this whole Mika and Joe situation. You know, they go down there. They talk to Trump last Friday. They share it on their show on Monday. They have a mass exodus of viewers by the second hour of their program. Where do you think the mainstream news media is headed right now? Because it seems like CNN, MSNBC are in trouble, ratings are down, companies are selling and spinning things off. Are we looking at a seismic shift here in the way the American public does not consume mainstream media anymore?
Absolutely. I think it's documented fact. And, you know, as a longtime journalist, I mean, we are media. I'm a media person now. I'm not a journalist anymore. But anybody can be a journalist now as long as you have a camera and you see news and you go out there and do something. There's a lot at TMZ, the people that send them videos of celebrities at airports, they're technically journalists now. So I think independent journalism, where you can be a reporter, if you capture something that's newsworthy and you send it to a local TV station or media. But I think this election really was the death knell for mainstream media. You see what's happening. I mean, Joe and Mika, they're the morning show. So they had to fall on the sword since they knew Trump from before when they used to prop him up before he became president the first time. You know, then they became he's Hitler, he's all these other things. And so Will Bunch and the Philadelphia Inquirer was outraged that Joe and Mika went down to, you know, to Mar-a-Lago to talk to Trump. How are they going to do this? How can they do this to us? Don't worry, Will. You can still, you know, try to sell the Inquirer for 12 months for $6 and then continue to pump your garbage out there. Your 12 listeners in Chestnut Hill and viewers, they'll continue to read your garbage. Uh-oh. So, you know, the bottom line is this. You know, the media like Will Bunch and all these other, and then Jennifer Rubin at the Washington Post, these bitter and broken and battered people who really have lost a lot of their juice. I mean, Will Bunch is going to do what he always does. It's like, you know, it's like at MSNBC, Reverend Al is still going to play the race card, you know, and what's her face at night, Joy Reid, she's still going to keep doing what she does. But the bottom line is this, when MSNBC is ready to say, we don't want NBC, doesn't want MSNBC as part of their portfolio anymore, you know that they want to rid themselves of the kind of toxic stuff. You can't call somebody Hitler and a threat to democracy, and then after the election say, you know, well, we're going to go down and talk to him. Because they know they need Trump now. You're not going to have access. But Trump, to his credit, he doesn't, the old argument, he's going to round them up and put them in concentration camps is such nonsense. Mm-hmm. I think all that Hitler talk, threats to democracy, we can't allow this guy to get into office, all the celebrities spending money, or getting paid money, actually, to go pimp Kamala Harris, all of that stuff failed.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't make me happy that they failed. It's just the fact that they failed. They thought that their strategies using the media, I mean, let's remember, they had the media, they had celebrities that they had to pay. They had the entire world rooting for Kamala Harris, and she still got whacked. She got whacked because most people with common sense who aren't super hyper partisans who just want to live their lives said, you know what, I don't want to deal with this. And Trump went out there and was better than he was in 2016 and convinced a lot of younger people especially that, you know what, he isn't Hitler. And you can't keep calling a guy Hitler and think that people are going to believe it when they see him doing the things that he does. So it was all a bad strategy. And now all these people who were the stupid Lincoln Project, they're going to go back to doing what they do because that's the only way they can make money, because there's still enough trigger people out there that will pay attention to these morons thinking that they somehow have the power to bring down Donald Trump. And that's the joke of this thing. The media is not. The media is supposed to be skeptical, not cheerleading for either side.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Kevin Pulse says that Comcast should sell the Flyers.
Yes.
I do agree with that, by the
yes.
way.
Yes.
Why? The Flyers are actually playing. But the Flyers have some young players with a future. The Flyers have young players with a future. Now, they're not Stanley Cup contenders.
They're playing better
than
the Sixers.
But the Flyers are at least entertaining. Yep. The Flyers are entertaining to watch. Yep. The 76ers. You know what? If I own the Sixers, I say, forget about that 76ers place downtown. By the time they build that thing, the Sixers will be like a three win. They'll be like the 72-73 team. They'll be 9-73. Who's going to pay money once Embiid is gone? And all these young players that they waited years and they did the process and they tanked for draft picks. Who's going to go there and watch them in Center City, Philadelphia? I mean, Joel Embiid may be gone before. You know, before the end of this year, the way
things are going.
Good night, everybody. So, yeah, thank you. So, listen, I hate to see it, but the 76ers are garbage right now.
That
nobody wants to see them. They got guys bickering. They got one of the young stars, Maxey, has to have a meeting behind closed doors to tell Joel Embiid to show up for work.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Showing up late all the time.
24-year-old guy. Telling the guy who's the face of the franchise, hey, man, just show up for work every once in a while and stop bitching. And the best part of that story is, How is a closed door meeting with players only get out into the media that Tyrese Maxey was the guy telling everybody, hey, man, let's just go out there and play basketball. That's why we're making hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yep.
Just go out and play for a couple of hours, three nights a week.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. They're 13 games into the season, and the big three, Joel Embiid, Paul George, and Tyrese Maxey, have yet to play a game together.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
They have the worst record in the league.
Yeah. Well, it's injuries, too.
Yeah, I mean, know.
You know,
I get
Maxey's
it.
Maxey's been hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maxey doesn't dog it.
No, and Embiid can't even show up. He shows up whenever he wants because we're like, oh, well, all that matters is April. We actually have exclusive audio of head coach Nick Nurse yelling at yelling at Joel Embiid to show up for work on time.
We start at 6 a.m.
Sorry.
Oh,
man. By the way, as a person who loves radio stunts in the morning and used to do them all the time, back in the old 1210 days in the 90s, I loved the bit with Jimmy Matthews. Watching it.
Thank you.
It was awesome, awesome stuff. I remember going up in a tree at the old WIP and cutting down branches while people were watching. I remember we used to do crazy things in the morning on morning radio. Went down to the Delaware River once and tried to hit a golf ball across the Delaware River from Penn's Landing. So people love that kind. They love that zany stuff.
Exactly.
You know, now that all the election nonsense is out of the way, people just want to have fun. Yeah, give them the information. Give them what they come to love every morning from you guys. And then just have a little fun with the audience. I mean, that's what binds the audience to people like us who are, you know, sort of entertainers with a background, at least, of some journal. I mean, obviously, you look at the people around. So we have some journalists here. You know, not everybody has to be a journalist.
True.
Not everybody has to be a pundit. Yeah. You just mix in what you do best, and you try to put on an entertaining, informative show every day, and that's what you do. And then the chips fall wherever they may.
I mean, they let Stalker on the air.
We're making radio great again, Tony Bruno. It's just, it's not.
Yes,
you know,
we are.
It's not four or five people sitting around at Chickie and Pete's talking about the stats of the Philadelphia Eagles. We actually do stunts like debates and stuff when we bring you out to live events.
There you go.
So. That's what people want. I used to do spaghetti breakfast at Garden State Racetrack 5 o'clock in the morning.
We need to bring back the Bruno Boss of the Sauce event. You know what I'm saying, Tony Bruno?
I'm saying that we should bring Bruno and Miss Robin back up to Philly and do an event with them.
That'd be fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm gonna say we'll do that in the first half of 2025.
Well, there you go. About that.
I'm making an executive decision.
Greg's already having meetings.
I'm going to need to have a meeting with myself.
Are we brainstorming live on the air about future developments?
That's what we do.
Sometimes we just workshop things mid-segment.
100%.
The hell with the show sheet. it's not like I put it together
every
night.
I didn't get a show sheet last night.
I forgot to send it to you.
Shout out to Tim McBride. How about the big story yesterday in Washington? Tim, now Sarah McBride, the dude from Delaware, who, by the way, is still a biological male. Let's start that.
He still has a member.
So you've confirmed that that McBride did not do the surgery?
That is correct. My sources deep within the Washington, D.C. restrooms have confirmed that Tim, now Sarah McBride, does stand when he urinates, which means, and women should be upset about it, the fact that women in the Capitol, like Nancy Mace, are pointing out that they don't want biological men in the ladies' rooms in the Capitol. They're the bad people now.
Right.
The women who are standing up for women and say that, you know, there's a lot of restrooms. There's a lot of gender neutral. You know, it's not like there's, it's not like you're going to the old Spectrum or Veterans Stadium where people are peeing in the sink. You know what I mean? There's a lot of restrooms in the Capitol building where you can go in, close the door, and do whatever you have to do. But I say this.
Yeah. Go ahead.
If you're a man and you go into the ladies' room, and you pee standing up, which most men do. Some women do, too. You know, you have to sometimes. You squat, you're in the woods. You know, women always get mad. Like, when Robin and I are out in the woods, you know, and she knows it's easy for me because I go up against a tree.
Yeah.
But
right,
a woman, you know, they have to squat down.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, if you're a man...
Yeah, women aren't standing.
Tell them, Robin.
And we cannot write our names in the snow.
You can't, you're right.
You were talking to... We can't write our names in the
snow.
But
if you're a man and you go into a ladies' room, right?
Yeah.
If you're a man, you go into a ladies' room or any bathroom where there's not a urinal and it's just a toilet, right? Because a lot of rooms, a lot of bathrooms don't have urinals. If they don't have urinals, then it's not a men's room.
Right.
So if it's a regular bathroom where there's a couple of closed stalls and you go in there and you pee standing up and you leave the seat down and you pee on the seat, what will women or anybody else going in there say about you? Will they say, well, you know, that's okay. It's okay. I believe that, you know, biological men should go in a ladies' room and pee on the seat. What woman's going to say, yeah, that's okay?
Well,
I mean, women, couples don't even do that. Married couples or people who live together, if somebody pees on the seat, a guy pees on the seat and doesn't lift it up and a woman goes in there, I mean, you're going to have hell to pay for that, right?
Think about this, Tony. The Democrats claim to be the party of females, right? This election was split on gender gap wars of men versus women. So they're the party of females until a trans individual needs to use a female bathroom. Then all of a sudden, they're anti-female and they're pro-trans. They're always looking to play who's the victim here. When the reality is, the victim here is 95% of people that disagree with the idea that a guy should be in a woman's bathroom. Make it make sense,
as you
like to say.
It just doesn't make any sense. You can't make it make sense.
I agree.
And the fact that you got Timu Obama up there, the guy who wants to be Speaker of the House.
Oh, Hakeem.
You know, what the hell is his name?
Hakeem Jeffries.
The guy who was up there. Hakeem Jeffries is up there saying, I can't believe they're ganging up on a new representative from the state of Delaware. He's ganging up on he, she, whatever he is.
Right.
They're just saying, you know what? He's a new member of Congress. There's 400 and how many members of Congress? So everybody in Congress, because there's one person who identifies as a woman that's still a biological man, everybody's got to stop what they're doing to placate one guy when he can go into another bathroom, into the men's room. I mean, what's the big deal?
Well,
go into the ladies' room.
Yeah.
Into the ladies' room.
They have many
Go into the men's room.
Yeah.
They have many. I looked it up. They have many private restrooms. Mm-hmm. There's no reason.
Exactly.
For this whole thing.
Yeah. How is this a big story? It's a big story because the Democrats still can't get over losing. So they want to make this story about a person nobody ever heard of before last week, the election. Tim McBride, biological man. And again, if he wants to be a woman, he can be a woman. But don't force 430 other people to listen to you and placate you because you want to be a man pretending to be a woman that has to go to the bathroom. Yeah, everybody goes to the bathroom. It doesn't matter what your sex is.
The self-righteousness is just out of control. We actually have audio. What is it?
We do? Do we have greatest audio, of course, is from Naked Gun.
Right.
When Lieutenant Frank Drebin goes into the men's room leaves his microphone and it's live and they're up there at City Hall and he's like, and then you hear the, you know what I mean.
What is the congressman's name? Again, it's
McBride.
Now
Sarah McBride, formerly Tim McBride. Yeah.
Yes, here is leaked audio of Sarah McBride in Nancy Mace's bathroom.
I have a full mustache and beard.
That's not right. Just not right.
This is a Delaware representative-elect.
Yes.
From Delaware.
Delaware.
Is that
local story.
Local
story. Greg used to have this thing where we could only do a local story. So I would always like find some, you know, like it technically is a local story.
Local angle.
Yeah. Local angle.
This is a local story.
It is.
Sarah McBride addressed the media in the parking lot at the Capitol. By the way, I think the only way to solve this is now that Joe Biden's in his final months as the president of the United States, I think every time Sarah McBride has to use the restroom, Joe will fly in Marine One, pick her up right there on the White House lawn, take her to Delaware to his beach house. She can go to the bathroom there, and then Joe can fly her back right to the Capitol building. I think that's the least Joe can do.
It's true.
Not going to be on my watch.
It'll only cost us $1 million.
By the way, did you see Joe? I'm sure you guys played the clip.
In the rainforest?
He was walking up the plane.
Yeah.
And no, not the one where he goes into the rainforest. Yesterday, he was leaving the G20 and was walking by all the military people who were saluting him in Brazil. And this one media woman was screaming out, "Mr. President, you haven't talked to us. It's your birthday. Please speak to us." And he keeps walking up the steps into Air Force One and doesn't even acknowledge them.
Yeah.
It's one of the funniest clips ever. It looks like it's a Saturday Night Live bit. He keeps walking up the steps, and this woman is screaming at the top of your, "Please, Mr. President, you haven't spoken to us one time on this trip. It's your birthday. Talk to us.
When he addressed the media from Brazil in the rainforest and then he wrapped
that
up,
was awesome.
He turns around and just starts wandering off. I thought he was going to go save the rainforest.
Oh, my gosh.
No, he was looking for he was looking for the remains of Uncle Bozy, who was eaten by cannibals. Maybe there were some skeletal remains of Uncle Bozy still out there.
Uncle Bozy.
It's amazing.
If I were smart, I'd say thank you and leave.
Yes, and we have to leave it here for this week. Tony Bruno, great stuff.
You got to find that cut. Find the cut of the woman screaming at the top of her lungs, passionately saying,
I saw it yesterday, and I never
it's your birthday,
never pulled it, but I will.
You gotta talk to us! And he doesn't even flinch.
By the way, programming note, next Wednesday for our Bruno Wednesday, Tony Bruno and Miss Robin will be hosting this morning program. And then Friday, also, Black Friday, Tony and Robin will be hosting this program. So make sure you tune in next
Wednesday.
Week. Yeah.
Next Wednesday, I will have my patented... They're classics. You know, you bring back turkey, last-minute turkey tips for all you people getting ready for Thanksgiving next Wednesday, the day before.
Yeah.
You don't have to call the Butterball hotline. We will give you all the turkey tips that you can need to get ready for Thanksgiving. If you can afford a turkey, if you spent $400 at ShopRite and now got your turkey for free, where it used to be $200 to get a free turkey, whatever turkey you get, we will be there to help you prepare.
Amazing.
Just give me the damn 5-day forecast and try to be accurate. That's all I want.
Great stuff, brother. Love you.
Love you guys.
See you,
buddy. Be careful out there. Don't forget, lift up the seat if you're a man.
It's true.
Going into the ladies' room, always lift up the toilet seat.
Man, the people who don't do that, and a courtesy
flush too while you're in there, please.
Amen.
Good night, everybody.
People who don't do that are just
thank
rude.
You.
Thank you.
There he is, Tony Bruno.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna towel off and recompose myself here. I'm just laughing. I'm sweating. My face hurts. All of the information that we willingly and knowingly put out there as we make purchases, sign up for services, all of that is in danger. Your identity is possibly in jeopardy right now. But here's the solution. Our friends at DuckDuckGo. Because now, a subscription-based 3-in-1 privacy service, they like to call it Privacy Pro. And I've used it. You should use it. And trust me, it is phenomenal. First of all, with the 3-in-1 package, secure VPN anytime, anywhere. Secondly, identity theft restoration. There's probably somebody out there with sinister intentions right now that might have your social security number, your phone number, a debit card, a credit card number. You want to identify these scumbags. You want to restore your identity after it's been stolen. This is the place to go. DuckDuckGo. And of course, personal information removal. Lots of hackers, lots of scam artists, con artists out there. They're always trying to one up you, but DuckDuckGo is always one leg up on them. And right now, just go to duckduckgo.com/1210. You're going to get a free 7-day trial offer. And once you love it, and trust me, you will. I've been using it for close to a month now. It's just $9.99 a month. All of that peace of mind, all of those services, all bundled together for $10 a month. Do it today. Thank all of us later. DuckDuckGo.com/1210.
It's Kale and Company on demand. from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
It's been a whirlwind morning. I'm sure there's a lot going on out there. Time for a Big 3 at 9:32.
It's the Big 3 at 9 on Kale and Company.
Big 3 at 9, sponsored by Piazza Auto Group. And the big headline today in the Big 3 is, are we headed for World War III? So this, as the breaking news of the moment, is that the United States of America officials confirming that the United States has shut down our embassy in Kyiv. And this is due to, quote, specific details of a potential significant air attack, and alerting American citizens who are in Ukraine to be on the ready to seek shelter. Huge story here, as we know that the embassies in Italy and Greece also shut down, closing their doors after this rare U.S. warning. When have we talked about this? French embassy remains open, but is urging all citizens to be on alert. So all of this, you know, what's going on here, and a lot of headlines internationally, Europe preparing for World War III, Germany revealing that they have plans to mobilize their national defense and more than 800,000 NATO troops after what they say is a nuclear threat by the Kremlin. So this is very concerning this morning. Why is this all happening? Well, this is happening in part because Russia has been signaling to American officials and its allies for weeks now. We have mentioned this back and forth, because the Biden administration had just given permission to Ukraine to strike deep into Russian territory with Western supplied missiles.
Mm-hmm. Translation, let's get World War III kickstarted as a new administration takes off. So Trump has that on his plate as well. Great.
So there were two, not just the missiles yesterday. What was the other one that they authorized? Anti-personnel mines on the Ukraine front line.
Yep.
So all of this happened within the last, you know, let's say 36 hours. And so Russian President Putin then yesterday lowers the threshold for nuclear response to attacks on Russia or European nations in gearing up for an all-out war on the continent, as Ukraine then launched those American-made missiles. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, were those the missiles that were signed by our own Governor Josh Shapiro?
Oh, yes. Remember that photo op?
Oh, my goodness.
With Zelensky. Yeah, let's sign the green shells. Let's put our John Hancock on that. This is the culmination of weak leadership. This is what you get when you allow a war to go on. How long has Russia and Ukraine been going on now?
1,001 days.
So it'll be 3 years coming up this February, I believe, correct?
Yep.
Yeah. So, that's what happens when you sit there and you say, don't. Just don't. Okay.
So that's what's going on, and Belarus in play. And so all of this, as German media reporting within the past 18 hours, revealing the nation will transform into a NATO staging ground if the conflict should escalate. So that's, you know, we're looking at all of what's happening internationally, allies, NATO allies getting together. But these embassies closing, that's a huge signal and being watched very carefully. Number two, I'll say happy birthday, President Joe Biden. 82. Happy birthday.
My wife's a Philly girl.
Solidifying
his spot.
He's
what? How old?
82. Oldest American president in our nation's history.
I interviewed veterans over the last 2 weeks that are 18 to 20 years older than him and 10 times as sharp.
And he was born on this day in 1942 in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Then moved to Claymont, Delaware, obviously.
82.
And as far as the recount, we have to talk about the Pennsylvania recount. 67 counties. Everybody had to be recounting by 8 a.m. this morning. So it is going on. It will end officially next Tuesday, the 26th. And they are required to notify us 1 week from today on the 27th. We have to know the results. And this obviously is by the hotly contested Senate race, which Republican Dave McCormick was declared the winner, and then the recount was triggered. So there, it looks like they're anywhere from, I don't know, we've heard all the numbers, but around 17,000 to 20,000 votes apart, and it doesn't look like that's going to change. Reportedly, a lot of court battles. I mean, there were so many court battles, and Linda Kearns was giving me, you know, she won most of them. I think there was one smaller one that had to do with provisional ballots that Casey won, but I think McCormick, by all accounts, won four or five battles this week in court as far as recounting ballots, which are illegal.
So we're just delaying the inevitable.
Yes, that's right.
That's right. And paying anywhere from $1 to $3 million.
I was going to say taxpayers.
Taxpayer dollars.
Taxpayer dollars.
Yep. Keep the charade going, and then we'll break for Thanksgiving. And then Bob Casey Jr. on the night before Thanksgiving will drink a bunch of liquor and realize that he lost.
By the way, yesterday, just so you know, for all the social media users out there, the video of Jimmy Matthews running up the Art Museum steps has been posted on our 1210 WPHD social media Twitter X thing. So if you guys can retweet it and
yes,
all that stuff, give Jimmy some love. So it's up there. If you missed it, why did you miss it?
Yeah.
Second of all, it's there if you want to see it and yep, get the word out.
Captain Kirk has returned to the studio with the flag.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm taking that bad boy home with me.
It's true.
I might drive on the Schuylkill with it if I can figure out how to assemble it onto the back of my truck.
By the way, he's very mysterious. He doesn't want to come on air, but Road Warrior's here.
He is, and he's wearing headphones. Except he's got the one headphone inverted the other way out. It's really weird. And he's got like the skull cap one from Home Alone that Harry and Marv wore when they robbed the McAllisters. Crowbars up, Road Warrior. Atta boy, brother.
Yeah.
We are sponsored by Piazza Auto Group and our Big Three. Get the Honda of your dreams during Happy Honda Days with financing as low as 0.9% APR on these select new models like the capable Ridgeline. Visit Piazza Honda of Philadelphia, Langhorne, Pottstown, Reading, or Springfield online, PiazzaHonda.com. Thank you, Piazza Auto Group, for sponsoring our Big Three.
Yeah, folks, did you hear that? The capable Ridgeline. Did you hear, Dawn? The capable Ridgeline.
So you've made your decision. You're taking that flag and putting it on the back of your Ridgeline, which some people argue is not a truck.
Well, it's very
capable. Rides smooth.
Dawn said it's very capable.
Yes, it's very capable.
Listen to the copy.
Smooth.
I'm just picturing Dawn saying it rides smooth.
Rides smooth. My, how capable.
Sorry.
Are you calling me a cheap trick? Jump on me. Go for it.
Oh, man.
That's what we do here.
That's what we do here. Yeah. I mean, if I'm allowed to take the flag, I don't know.
You can take it.
Okay. Yeah.
We have to don't mess it up or anything.
No, I'm gonna drive it with. I'm gonna put it on the back of my bed in my truck. Go around Bluebell.
You know what we should do?
What?
Film it.
Well, what we should actually do is we should actually give it loan it out to listeners.
Sure.
And if they're willing to display it in the back of their trucks.
Yeah.
Because I think you can only do them on trucks, right? You can't really do them on...
Yeah, it would look weird, like on a Toyota Camry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you have a truck and you wanna display the Kale & Company flag, 1210 WPHT,
yeah,
for like a, I don't know, you have to give it back, though.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And don't leave it out overnight, because some lady in New Hope will yank it off your truck and... light it on fire.
If you're willing to do it, message me. Yeah. Message either in the YouTube chat or email me, greg.stocker@odyssey.com, and we'll make sure you get it. It's free publicity.
Yeah, maybe we can have them autograph the flag with like a Sharpie.
Who?
You? All the people.
The people.
Yeah, whoever gets to borrow it for a couple of days. This would be the Kale & Company community flag. Just pass it around.
91 LSXer. I can't say he says that you should put it on the back of a sports talk radio host's car.
Well, that would be funny.
Oh,
we should have that with a bumper sticker.
Well, I could put it on his car. I know what vehicle he's driving around in.
Oh boy! Okay.
I'll please leave it at that.
All right. Okay.
All right. We'll come back and we'll get to Today in Music History from Phil Almquist, as well as what's on tap for the Dawn Show. And I'm going to try to drag Road Warrior in here and get him on camera.
He doesn't want to be on
reveal
camera.
His identity.
Oh, he doesn't want to be.
Yeah, he's wearing a skull cap.
Yeah. So don't do a wide shot of the studio.
Yeah, he's like the wet bandits in there. Back after this, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We are off to paradise once again, the Italian Riviera, this time on a gastronomical event which only Conservative Tours can deliver. Trust me on that. Join me 11 luxurious days with the professionals from Conservative Tours, and they are seriously the best tour operator in Italy. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Portofino, Rapallo, Santa Margherita Ligure, Tuscany, and the brilliant Cinque Terre. $53.78, yes, that includes your airfare, dining events at the wineries in Tuscany, even an authentic farm visit to see Parmesan cheese being crafted by hand. Call toll-free. Do this. This is booking up really fast. We're just getting the latest updates. Toll-free, 888-733-9494, or go to conservativetours.com, where you can scroll down and see the full itinerary. You'll see my picture, my name, and you'll see some of the images, like the hidden Italian villages that you've never seen in person before, like Giacomo Puccini, San Gimignano, the Leaning Tower of Pisa, Florence, Milan, and concluding on the Lakes region with Bellagio, Orta, and Isola Bella. Join me next spring in Italy. See you in Cinque Terre. ConservativeTours.com. Tell Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Why don't we do something where, I don't know, maybe if you want to have it for a week, you have to make like a $10 donation to Travis Manion Foundation.
Oh, look at you. Look at you always thinking of charity.
Right?
I like
That's
that.
A good idea.
I mean, not a lot. You don't have to go overboard. Yeah. Just make like a, we'll do like a set rate, $10. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Whatever you're the boss. You figure it out. Yeah. I'll go home and take a nap.
All right, can I play this one clip real fast?
Absolutely.
So apparently Morning Joe Scarborough and Mika referenced the sale of Comcast and possibly their network this morning.
Okay.
And they made a joke, which goes back to what we were talking about, 6:30 this morning.
Okay.
Dawn Stensland saying this.
Yep.
Phil, roll this.
For a look at some of the other stories making headlines this morning, Comcast, which owns our parent company, NBC Universal, plans to spin off its cable TV networks. That's according to the Wall Street Journal and people familiar with the situation. The company will separate off entertainment and news channels, including MSNBC, CNBC, USA, Oxygen, E, Sci-Fi, and the Golf Channel.
So it's spinning off.
The new cable venture will reportedly have an ownership structure that mirrors Comcast's. Comcast spokesperson declined to comment.
So, Willie, as you look at the screen right there, the big concern that stockholders right now on Wall Street are wondering about before they decide what to do with Comcast shares is whether Mika is going to have to give up her penthouse perch atop the Comcast
first
building.
Thought I had
Since
to,
I
what
never
happens
had it.
To the When are we going to get invited to the penthouse?
Never. They never let's up. I will say really quickly on this, you know, Drudge at the top said, like news meltdown, all this other stuff. I mean, I could be completely wrong. We could all be fired a year from now whenever this happens. You never know what's going to happen.
Or tomorrow.
But in this case, though, really, what they're doing is what other media firms are doing.
I mean, he's not wrong about that, but there is a little fun in the comment there, no?
Yo.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fun in that comment, yeah. But you know what, Dawn, you said you threw out the salaries. Are they both making $8 million a year?
Reportedly $8 million each.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. I mean, I don't like seeing anybody lose a job, regardless of what I think about their presentation on the air. But, you know, a little different than, you know, certain people that live paycheck to paycheck versus those that have a combined household income of $16 million a year.
Also throwing the Mika penthouse under the like, no. Notice the sly references in there. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
I don't know. Maybe they can crash at Mar-a-Lago. They get like one of those little spare rooms, like Cato had with OJ.
Again, technically a local story since they're talking about Comcast based here,
boy,
owned by the Roberts family.
I just think
that they're a great family. I think it's cool that we are the Comcast Center. I wish that they would move their media headquarters here instead of New York.
Yeah.
I think that would be awesome because why is everything in New York anyway?
Yeah, New York sucks.
I've been saying that for years.
Make it in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Bring it here.
Yeah.
Imagine if Morning Joe's here.
Look, we
bring
could,
them
we
all
could,
here.
Stalker, put them on the payroll.
No, yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're, imagine Mika contributing to the cut sheet?
No.
Not me neither.
No, I can't. You're
probably right.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Sure. Mika with these two guys, well, that would be just fun. Because she would just...
What? She would what?
She wouldn't put up... She would not put up with what you do, Dawn. That's for sure. She would try to cancel us in a heartbeat.
All right.
Call me a Hitler fan and all kinds of nonsense, right?
I mean, you're basically waving a Hitler flag right now, aren't you?
This is Odyssey property. This has nothing to do with Adolf Hitler. This is just beautiful. The whole QR thing's a little odd, but other than that, it's a good flag.
But I will say for Mika and Joe, what they're expressing for the first time in a long time is, and I guess it's humbling, as they think about the prospect of being fired.
Yeah.
And that's really... Yeah. It's awkward.
You've
but
never heard them mention that before,
no,
right? Never.
Never.
So
they're always very haughty and judgy and all that stuff.
I mean, we joke about everything here, so we've all joked about that here, but I've never heard them yuck it up about being fired.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is they're both, in the same basket. You know what I mean? It's like they're not, you know what I mean? No, just mean husband and wife.
Well,
and
her Twitter handle is Morning Mika, so maybe maybe they could get rid of Joe and just be Morning Mika.
She beat her hubby?
Can you imagine?
What did I say to you years ago?
She would take...
I feel for him.
She would...
She would.
She would take that in a heartbeat.
What did I say to you years ago? Breakup?
Yep.
Ooh, this breakup is going to be epic.
Okay. Yeah. All right, we have to get to Phil.
Enough victory laps. Let's get to Phil Almquist and Today in Music History.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history on Kale & Company.
Today, Wednesday, November 20th, we celebrate the birthdays of Joe Walsh from the Eagles, who's 77, Mike Diamond from the Beastie Boys, who's 59, and Norman Greenbaum, who's now 82. Heavenly birthday shout-out to Dwayne Allman. Singles include Crocodile Rock by Elton John in 72, Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue in 89, Da-Doo-Doo-Doo-Da-Da-Da by The Police in 80, easy for me to say, and For All the Cows by The Foo Fighters in 95, Out of the Coot Heartbreak Station by Cinderella in 90, Muscle Love by Alice Cooper in 73, and Frank by Amy Winehouse in 2007. Also in 71, Isaac Hayes was atop the singles chart with a theme from Shaft. In 76, Paul Simon hosted SNL dressed as a turkey for Thanksgiving. In 93, STP was a musical guest on SNL. In 81, Prince began his controversy tour in Pittsburgh. And in 74, Keith Moon collapsed during a show after his drink was spiked with horse tranquilizer. 19-year-old Scott Halpin, who was in the audience, volunteered to fill in for the final three songs. But lastly, on this day in 98, a study comparing noise levels of rock music found that older people rated rock music much higher on the loudest scale than younger music. Gee, big shock there. Where's Elon for this one? And who are these people? I'm guessing they're also the same people behind the government study that spent $856,000 to study if lions can walk on treadmills. Actually, that is true. For Kale and Company, I'm Phil Almquist.
Go yourself.
By the way, if you're wondering, Phil, if your camera froze, it did.
Oh, of course.
It's all right.
Again?
What a shock.
Frozen Phil, but no frozen flag.
Yes.
By the way, Stensland.
People wondering who is behind me. Yes, that is Road Warrior. You cannot see his face.
Right.
And it's there for a reason.
He's our mystery man.
He's our mystery man.
His identity has been cropped out.
It's been cropped out.
There you go.
You can see his body and the top of his head with his hat on. But
that's right.
It's amazing.
Dawn Show, top of the hour. What do we have lined up, Dawn?
Oh, man. So we do have the breaking news of World War III as NATO forces reportedly are assembling in Germany as a staging area, embassies being shut, U.S. embassies being shut down and put on alert. So we're watching that very carefully as far as that situation apparently escalating between Russia and Ukraine and sucking us into this situation. We're watching all of that. There's a ton of Trump news. There are a ton of, and this is nationally and locally, because locally we have the recount. I'll update you on all the wins and losses within the court cases. I know it gets confusing. And then nationally, what's going on in D.C. as far as the Trump picks, cabinet picks, a lot of controversy swirling there. And then that ethics committee meeting. In the 11 o'clock hour, we do have Andre Beliveau, Commonwealth Foundation, explaining some of the policy and some of the cabinet picks, why they really matter. We will check in on this planned protest in Bucks County. many calling for criminal charges, not just for board members to step down in Bucks County, as far as the commissioners who they say were trying to steal a vote or commit, you know, election fraud. Those are the allegations, but saying criminal charges should be brought against one commissioner. Wow. We are jam packed today. And what is the first thing having to do with your sense of smell that is a major sign of future dementia?
Oh,
even
great.
Yeah. Even 10 years down the road, we'll look at an important medical study.
Okay. On show, locked and loaded, ready to go baby. At the top of the hour. Everybody have a great rest of your Wednesday. Woo! Thank you so much for today. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6. And don't forget, folks, fly that flag high.
Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.